You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
All right, welcome to Section 31, episode number 185. I am Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
This week, I will lament the fact that I have not posted the audio for episode 184, so if you're watching this and haven't seen the last one, you're going to miss out on all the in-jokes. Not really.
Right.
We're going to we're going to go over last week's. We had our first San Diego regional. It was a triples regional. Not quite the most competitive of events to start out with, but that was one of three tournaments that got posted that day. We have a regional coming up on this Saturday. Are you ready for TUI regional?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'll show up.
I can't decide if I'm going to continue my trend of going to the impossible achievement of playing three headquarters 10 times. It's just not a smart thing to do, but on the other hand, I usually don't show up with a competitive deck for my own regional. I did that once and did pretty well a couple of years ago, but I think I was just going to show up to just punish people who were playing a particular deck type, and I played all of those people, and it did really well.
That was the year of every TD winning their own regional.
That's right. Donati won his. I won mine. That was interesting. I don't even know what I'm going to do. There's always the question of which big fat deck will Johnny bring? Which weird deck will I cry that TV brings? And what are the odds that TK is going to show up with some lightning fast Klingon or TOS deck?
I would not bet against that.
No, I can't.
Which is funny because I was looking for decks today and I was like, hey, TK! He's got good, fast decks. Maybe I'll do that. It's something I don't have to think to play. It's just play stuff and go. No offense, TK. I'm not saying you're, you know, have. But it is. His decks are fast and no nonsense. They just go, 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 go. So, you know, but just kind of, I don't know. I'm like you. I don't know that I want to play something complex. I would like to get an achievement if I'm going to have to play a 2E deck, but it's a regional, so I don't want to just get destroyed all day. I thought about just taking every anti-meta card out there and piling it into one deck, but while that would be annoying for my opponents, it would probably not get me very far. I did, however, my decision was swayed a bit today. I don't know if you saw the announcement for the Errata CRD that got pushed back till Monday. So that was almost like a big red sign, like, if you want to abuse these cards, do it now.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've been playing the Loaded for Bear Enterprise once or twice. I don't think I've been abusing it, as I've said before, because I apparently haven't been doing very well with it. But I'm looking forward to seeing what they do.
Yeah, you know, everybody's all up in arms against this card. I went through, like I said, looking for an easy deck to not have to worry about. All of the decks that won regionals this year, and I have not seen that card in a deck, in a winning deck. So, you know, like you said, I haven't played it yet. You've played it a couple times, haven't really seen what the big deal is. I don't know if we're not doing it right. I would like to try it, but, you know, I don't know. There are other things that I think would be fun, too. You know, abusing Ringo one more time would be interesting.
There was a discussion on the 2E deck boards about Quintessence and Guidance to the Council that quickly devolved into, you know, a standard me versus you post of. But in the meantime, Matthew Frid had posted an interesting, just a ridiculously fast looking, not caring very much about what the opponent does, just a speedy DS9 deck. It's the kind of thing that I can say, you know what, I could scoop that up, put it in a box and take it and do exactly what you said. I'm not going to think very much. I'm just going to draw my cards, play my guys, and I'm going to try to outspeed. I'm going to try to outspeed your big Borg deck, or I'm going to try to outspeed whatever you got. You know, if you're going to take three or four turns to get set up, I'm already going to have a mission done. It doesn't have things like event destruction and dilemma modifiers, because the idea is you just go full steam. You know, that it reminds me of how it reminds me of TK's deck. I mean, he's got one or two little tricks every once in a while, but it's minimum sized. It's very fast, very dangerous.
He's got just a couple of cheaters to get through, and but everything else is real cheap, fast. Do it now before you do anything.
It's really the exact opposite of the three headquarter decks that I've been playing with the big setup and the no win scenarios, and you know the anti event destruction. And persistence of memory? No. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Anti-event destruction?
No. Anyway, yeah. Well, that's what Miles is there for. But anyway, it would be a refreshing change to go from I got to get set up. I got to try to get set up before you do. I really need to be set up by the time you go to your second mission. If I'm not set up by the time you go to your third mission, it's not going to work out. And really, I was taking people the time, and if I got a win, it was either a timed win or a very slow, you know, game. It'd be interesting to just go back and try to outrace. I played a very fast deck a while ago with cadets and very low cost things. There's a lot more low cost stuff now. I mean, there's a lot of hate for that kind of thing, but. Maybe choose some missions that are just on the edge of insurrection and go for that. That might be fun.
Yeah, just as easy as possible without going over that line.
Yeah. Bring back the old the Crashing Enterprise D. That's always been my favorite. If you have a few command stars aboard it, you get the bonus.
Oh, yeah, the dangerous missions, I think?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I feel like one of the few people who have ever used that, but anyway, it will be an interesting weekend because we've got all the, you know, okay, Matt can win a tournament, TV can win a tournament, Johnny can win a tournament, you can win a tournament, TK might show up and win the tournament. Should be a good time. Did I miss anybody?
Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie can win a tournament. He's done it before. JD's getting better. He's beat me last time we played, I think.
Nate?
Yeah, Nate will be there. He can win the tournament. Anyway, it'll be a fun time.
Everybody is a challenger, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, afterward, we'll play triples, so.
Which is really the reason we show up. I'm really sad that I missed the triples regional.
Yeah, me too. You would have been person number 9, so we would have had 2 pods. Two heats, yeah.
But I saw that, I did see that I was at least included in the winner picks for the Road to Worlds. So that was gratifying, even though I wasn't there. None of those ended up being correct.
No, they picked Matt, Johnny, and you, and it ended up TV taking the day. And
always
with the assist, to JD, because JD poisoned everyone and hit multiple antidotes, and he hit JD. Aww. No, JD hit TV late in the game, and Thomas is playing his battle deck, so that was the end of that. He only went up. That was he might have gone out once, but I think the scores ended up. JD came in second. If he hadn't hit that antidote, he might have won the whole thing.
Wow.
But, yeah. That was disappointing. anyway, it was fun.
Such a tempting target.
I know. Johnny was sitting next to me. He said, no, the book says something. The book has an entire chapter about when to poison TV. And the answer is, if you're playing someone who's doing battle, you poison them early in the round and not when they have 600,000 in their pile.
A giant pile of stuff.
Yes. Even though he was in last place, which is usually the place to go, and he was TV, which is usually the place to go.
Yeah.
Because everyone else had like 200,000, so everyone else really felt like they were in it.
Yeah, it looked like it was really close.
Yeah,
right up until then.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was congrats to TV for winning the regional. There were 8 of us, so everyone got one of the new foils. I guess you'll be getting yours when you go up to Santa Barbara, yeah?
Yeah, I guess I'll have to do that.
Yeah. the taking the bite out of the tribble with the hippie. Right. That event, since we played only one pod, there was only one one heat, I guess. We all said, you know what? Let's just play again because why not? It's early. It was like 8:45. You know, we're usually there a lot later than that. So we bid adieu to Johnny. He had to take off, but we played another round. And in the second round, my deck did what it was supposed to do, and I went out a couple times and I won. So I got the second tournament on regional day, but not the important one.
So you performed well in every tournament that except the one that mattered.
Look, okay, so leading up to this, leading up to this regional, this Tribbles regional, I really wanted to do well, right? So I built this deck, and it was just a lot of random good cards. I mean, there wasn't any real theme to it. I think I had a couple IDICs, maybe, but just a couple, few discards, few rescues, a lot of just fast speed stuff, and I didn't want to put it up in the deck builder, just because, you know, I wanted to actually be competitive. It's Tribbles, I know. But anyway, the last couple events that we had, I gave the deck to Jesse and Matt to play, when I played my achievement hunting deck, and they won both times and came in second once. So I'm like, okay, feeling great. So the deck is like, it's been played four times. It's come in place first place three times and second once, and then the third place finish for the regional, but I'm bringing it back.
So you brought it in at its lowest.
Yes, I performed the worst with it in the series of beating Dan with his own deck. Yes, that follows the pattern.
But then you re-owned it. You came back and took it. So,
all right. Well, 1 out of 2 isn't bad. And actually, it was 2 out of 3 in the on the end of the day, because we didn't play Tribbles until after our 1E event that you missed out on. I'm that was probably just as bad as missing another Tribbles regional, because, you know, you've been having a good time with 1E, right?
Well, I was disappointed until I saw that, hey, look, Dan won with his Vidians again. I'm so bummed that I missed that.
But you'll like this, because I played a different deck. I changed up again. The deck builder told me that it was a legal Vidian deck, and then 2 days later, the deck builder told me that it was not a legal Vidian deck. It was a Vidian non-aligned deck. After I had finished playing it, which makes me sad. But I went back to the well, I guess. Every time I've won a 1E tournament, it's because I've started with one of Ken's decks. I went to see what he was doing, and he played with the Equinox, and he had it set up. It was the last time he played it, I think he played it before the new queue came out.
We just found a bug that was that all of those DQ dual personnel were being oddly counted, or basically not counted.
Right. So
you may have gotten away with some Delta shenanigans.
And I look back, and this was the first time that I had just gone by the actual deck builder and not the numbers of people in the deck, because usually I'm making sure that it's more than 50%. This time I just built the deck and say, hey, it still says Vidian, good to go. Anyway, this deck that he made was Equinox, mostly Equinox, so it was probably mostly non-aligned and had a splash of Vidian and the Vidian head outpost, but he had, like I was, as I was saying, he built this deck before the new Q's Tent Civil War came out, so there was a chance your opponent wouldn't be playing with URL Monument. Whereas now, everyone's playing with it. So, he built the deck so you could do 2 missions in the Delta Quadrant and get to 100 points. And if, you know, 50 point by the time you get all the mission specialists and stuff. And then if your opponent does drop it, then you do a third mission, which means it's just as fast, a third mission for 40 points. It's just as fast as decks that do 3 missions in the Alpha Quadrant, except you're doing, you know, harder missions.
Easier people.
Yeah. With big skilled people and lots of downloads, so I took out a couple of the missions. I added back in the wormhole mission that I really like, and what I tried differently this time is instead of using 2 wormhole missions, I used 1 Alpha Quadrant wormhole mission and a couple of wormhole cards, and that way I could jump back from whatever mission. I didn't have to be at the Delta Quadrant wormhole mission. I didn't have to use a bad Delta Quadrant wormhole mission. And in case bad things happened, I could get back again. Anyway, it worked out pretty well. Even without, I mean, this is back to OTF, apparently. So no organ theft. But it was fast enough. Everyone played for free somewhere. The Equinox guys, the Staff Star guys played on the Equinox. The Vidians played for free because they were all medical, but one or two. And the Ocampa and the Paxans played for free on their planet. So it worked out well. And I'm sad that I didn't get the Vidian achievement. I don't know how many more cards I'd have to add in to get the Vidian achievement with this deck. It might really slow it down a lot. But this is the first time I played with Isomagnetic Disintegrators and actually used them often.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like
a little flippy floppy.
Yeah, with three of them in the deck, and a bunch of handshakes. The pitch your hand handshake, not the leech sure. cards off your opponent handshake. So
yeah.
I've got cards. Don't care. They're going to the discard pile. Because I'll just play an Isomagnetic Disintegrator, move everything back again, get all my people back, draw four new cards, and I'm good to go. It was interesting. Since all the people played for free, those were my card plays. And it made things go pretty fast. The one thing I would say, Ken, about the deck is it only had two ships in it. The two ships that seed. Let's see. There was the Equinox. And there was one other ship. I have no recollection of what it was. I want to say you start with it, but I can't be certain about that. Anyway, you started with the Equinox, and there was another ship flying around, and at one point, Matt flipped the Nexus on me, and all my ships got destroyed.
Ooh.
So I pretty much said, okay, well, I had to dig for my Isomagnetic Disintegrator and rebuild my deck and then keep playing geez. Handshakes until I drew into it. But by the time I did, I had all my people out. I mean, they were just sitting there waiting, and then it was just blow through dilemmas. And I also used Kess in the gift. God, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's got to be the first time I've managed to actually use it effectively. I hit the old personal duty and then hit your own people with the phaser, you know, two leadership or two security and two security.
Oh, friendly fire.
Yeah, friendly fire. So all your people, you only got one leader left after personal duty, and then you hit that. So after everyone was stopped, Kess downloaded the gift. I went away. Next turn, I came back with all my leadership and security, and we waltzed through the dilemma. It worked really well.
Yeah.
But I didn't end up playing Johnny on the day. I got a true tie against TV, and I got a modified win against Matt, I think, and then a win against JD. So I ended up with one more victory point than Johnny, who had three modified wins on the day.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was close. One more round, and it would have been a head to head for a victory, but. We've had a triple regional that we planned for three rounds for, so there you go. Anyway, sure. It was a fun day. Had a good time.
Cool. Well, I'm always sad to miss 20, but I'll look forward to the next one, and which I think I looked ahead of the schedule, and I should make a point of making it for. So in the meantime, I guess I'll have to settle for 2E regional and look forward to triples afterwards.
Yeah. Reminds me, I got to put some more Tribbles regional promos together, or 2E regional promos together, because I've sent all of them out that we have here. You got to have another, I think a week from Sunday, I'm going to request a week from Saturday, request another scrapbooking party so we can get some more promos together.
Regional casting.
Yeah. Very good.
Cool.
You'll be happy to know that all the raffle stuff has been packaged up and is just about ready to be shipped out. I've got to label them and drop them in the mail, so another day or two when you should have all the cool stuff. I was going through it again, and man, there was a lot of good stuff up there. The only thing I don't have is for all the stuff that I gave away in chat, but Malaways gave me a new tool. Not only do we have the random user function, he gave me a new tool to add something to the raffle itself and then not give away a ticket that day where I can actually physically put in a name. So now that'll generate auto-generate orders as well. So
is the list for the new raffle pending or
forthcoming?
It will be forthcoming. All right.
Yeah, we got to do a big inventory of everything in the warehouse because we just shipped out a lot of kits and a lot of buttons, so we're running short on those. I got to order some of those. We're running short on 1E promos because all the 1E tournament directors have been ordering just a ton of that. Ken. Anyway. Cool.
Yeah, a lot of big tournaments with regional season, so a lot of people getting a lot of tickets. I'm sure and they're burning a hole in their pockets.
It's May, so I think it just turned over, so you can buy more kits now. If it's been a month since we entered the new kits in the system. We're going to have one more month of these, and then it'll be the end of this particular set of promos, so get them while you can.
Sounds good. Well, I think we hit all four of our tournament discussions.
Yeah, unfortunately, our normal source of way advanced 2E spoilers is not being forthcoming, so if... If you're interested in applying to Section 31, send your spoiler to dan@danhammond.com. Section31@danhammond.com. I think that's what we usually give out. That'll work.
Yeah. We'll have to, do we have a christening for agents? Maybe an intelligence button or a 1E Section 31 button?
That would be awesome. Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the intelligence we have for this week. As always, we'll... give a shout-out to Warp 11 for their, as always, kick-ass theme song. I will go and try and figure out what I'm going to play for this 2E regional. I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will go to end. Thanks.
You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always away.